the name of the God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, one very popular view amongst the Muslims about their religion is that it is a complete code of life. The understanding is so pervasive that it seems that almost all Muslims share this understanding, as a result of which it so happens that they normally behave in a way that they do not want to accept anything new and different from the outside world, and they believe that everything that they need to do to understand and to practice has already been given to them in Islam by the Almighty. The fact of the matter, on the contrary, is that Islam, the religion of God, gives Muslims very few things to follow as a requirement of their religion. It requires us to be a good human being. It expects us that we should behave like a normal, morally upright person should behave. But the burden and the tension that an individual, a Muslim believer, goes through because of the expectation that he has to behave differently, because his religion, his source that gives him inspiration, gives him an understanding of life which is complete, which doesn't expect or allow anything, any ideas from the outside world. As I said, the end result is that people start behaving in a manner where they would look different from others. And because the Quran, and indeed the Sunnah of the Prophet, which has covered within its scope a number of religious practices and rituals, it does not give you a very elaborate, detailed description of how to lead a life, because the contents of a complete attitude towards life is not found in these sources. The Muslims then have to resort to lesser reliable sources to get more instructions from. Therefore, what we find amongst the Muslims is a very strong desire to know the details of the life of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, and the manner he behaved, he operated, he did things during his lifetime, so that they could also emulate him exactly the way he did as a part of the requirement of religion. Now, the Prophet, Allah's mercy be on him, himself clarified that he had not come to tell people about worldly matters and the way to operate in the worldly business. On one occasion, for example, it is said that while he was passing through certain date trees where people were going through their own routine of pollinating the trees so as to make them more fertile, the Prophet remarked as to why they were doing so. And some people thought that this remark was actually a requirement from the Prophet that they should not do what they have normally been doing. And when they stopped pollinating, the end result was that the date crop in the next season was far less than what it normally used to be. And the people who did this practice came to the Prophet complaining that they had a crop which was less than what they had expected. And the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, remarked by saying that Antum a'lamu bi umuri dunyakum. You know your worldly matters better than I do. I have come to only teach you religion. And by God, when I give you anything on religion, I give you the truth. In other words, the Prophet very clearly mentioned and clarified to the people that they should take from him the religion that he had brought. He did not come to give them the normal way of living, of eating, of dressing up, of making their homes, of traveling, and the other things that people create and make and improve through their own experience and through their own understanding and innovations. Because clearly this world is improving all the time. We live in a dynamic world and we live in a diverse world, and there's so much of diversity and there's so much of new possibilities that keep emerging that we need to always keep abreast with the changing times, keeping in view, of course, the expectations of our religion, the moral requirements and confines within which we have to operate. So that religion is actually an expectation from God, from us, to follow the path of morality, to follow the path of spirituality, and the practices and the principles that have been given to us by God in His message in the form of the Quran and the Sunnah. That message taken together is not very elaborate. It's not a long list of do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. It's a very short list which can be practiced, which can be applied in our lives. The rest of the life has been left to the individual to decide as to what kind of different possibilities that he is going to go for. And this certainly doesn't make a complete code of life. It gives us a complete moral code. It most certainly requires us to follow religion in its entirety. But following religion in its entirety does not require us to follow a code, a way of practice which encompasses everything in our life. May the Almighty enable us to know what the truth of His religion is, and may He enable us to practice it properly and to invite others also to do so.